Second week, Monday, Lauds. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Again we see arise the lamp of God, who takes away the darkness of the world. He visits all the things that have been curled in quiet sleep, and with a gentle prod of light revives them. Rising from the sod, they start their work of praise to him, now hurled into survival's battleground, or whirled about in play beneath his holy rod. He moves us, true, and yet we move ourselves. Directed directors. But can this be so? Aren't we just puppets hanging on his whim, with all our psyches simply asking him what we must do? Sin gives the answer, no. So faith unearths that for which reason delves. When will my pilgrimage end so I can enter God's presence? Psalm 42. Like a deer panting for a running stream, my soul is panting for you, my God. My soul is thirsty for God, the God of my life. When will I go to his temple to meet God face to face? My tears have been my food day and night, as everyone says to me, "Where is your God?" As I remember the past, my soul inside me spills over. How I used to go among throngs of people and enter God's house, among the cries of joy and praise made by the pilgrim crowds at the festival. But why are you so discouraged, my soul? Why are you so upset within me? Trust in God. I will praise him once again, and have the comfort of being face to face with him. But my soul inside me has been so demoralized. And that is why I think of you here at Jordan's source, from the slopes of Mount Hermon and Little Mizar Hill. Depths call out to depths in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers are crashing over my head. But still, Yahweh's kindness is with me all day, and in the night I have his song and prayer to the God who gives me life. I say to God, "Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go about tortured by my enemy's oppression? It crushes my bones that my enemies make fun of me and taunt me all day long with, 'Where is your God?' But why are you so discouraged, my soul? Why are you so upset within me? Trust in God. I will praise him once again and have the comfort of being face to face with him. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. When will my pilgrimage end so that I can enter God's presence? Master, please send us your light and your truth. Psalm 43. Please take up my defense, my God, and plead my case against an atheistic nation. Set me free of these lying, vicious men, because you are the God who is my strength. So why have you thrown me aside? Why do I walk about in grief because of my enemy's oppression? Please send me your light and your truth and have them guide me. Make them bring me to your holy hill and into your tent, where I will go up to the altar of God, the God of my delight, and I will praise you on my harp, God, my God. So why are you so discouraged, my soul? Why are you so upset within me? Trust in God. I will praise him once again, and have the comfort of being face to face with him. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please send us your light and your truth. May God be praised from the farthest bounds of the earth. Song, Isaiah 42:10-16. Sing a new song to Yahweh. Sing his praise from the farthest bounds of the earth. Make the sea ring with it, and everything that fills it. Make the shores and those who live in them reverberate. Have the plains and their cities shouted out, and the little villages where Kedar dwells. Those who live in Selah should cry out their joy and shout it from the mountaintops. They should glorify Yahweh and praise him on every shore, because Yahweh strides out like a hero and primes himself for battle like a warrior. He shouts his battle cry and shows how strong he is against his enemies. I once looked away from all this and kept my silence, saying nothing, holding myself in. But now I will cry out loud as a woman in labor, gasping and panting. I will demolish mountains and hills and wither everything green upon them. I will turn the rivers into swamps and the swamps into dry ground. I will lead the blind along their way and guide them on the paths they know nothing of. I will turn darkness before them into light and straighten out the crooked roads. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May God be praised from the farthest bounds of the earth. Reading, Jeremiah 15:16. I found your words and ate them up, and to me your words were happiness and joy to my heart, because I am named after you, Yahweh, God commanding our armies. Sing for joy, those of you chosen by God. Give him praise that is his due. Sing for joy, those of you chosen by God. Give him the praise that is his due. Sing a new song to the Master. Give him the praise that is his due. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Sing for joy, those of you chosen by God. Give him the praise that is his due. Praises to the Master, because he has come to his people and set them free. The Benedictus. Praises to the God of Israel, because he has turned his eyes toward his people and set them free, and to rescue us has fashioned for our head a horn in the house of his servant David, just as he promised through the mouths of his holy prophets in olden times, bringing rescue from our enemies and escape from the hands of everyone who hates us. A work of kindness to our fathers, recalling his sacred treaty, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us freedom from the clutches of our enemies, to worship him without fear in holiness and virtue every day of our lives. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of God supreme. You will precede his coming to prepare the roads for the Master, to make his people aware of their liberation as their sins are removed from them, because of the tender kindness of our God, by the new dawn from heaven that will rise on us to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, and to place our feet upon the path of peace. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Praises to the Master, because he has come to his people and set them free. Our Savior has made us a nation of priests to offer a sacrifice acceptable to the Father. Let us then call upon him in gratitude. Please, keep us in your service, Master. Our Prince and Eternal Priest, since you conferred holy priesthood upon your people, please give us the blessing of offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to the Father. Please keep us in your service, Master. In your goodness, please pour upon us the harvest of your Spirit, patience, kindness, and gentleness. Please keep us in your service, Master. May we love you and possess you who are loved, and may every action of our lives praise you. Please keep us in your service, Master. May we work for what is beneficial to our brothers without counting the cost, to help them on their way to their rescue. Please keep us in your service, Master. Master, please bestow on me the special favor I ask you today. Please keep us in your service, Master. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please, do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Omnipotent Father, since you brought us into the light of a new morning, please keep us through the whole day safe from every sinful inclination, and may all of our thoughts, words, and actions aim at doing what you find pleasing. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.